the heritage regions have proved a very effective way of telling our incredibly rich Pennsylvania story of people, places, and products. In northeastern Pennsylvania, hard coal, anthracite, is a bedrock part of our heritage story. It is a prominent part of our past, a distinct part of our present, an intended part of our future. It is surprising to many to find out how far back this story goes. An anthracite deposit was discovered in Pottsville in 1790. The first anthracite-fired iron furnace began operating in 1795 during President Washington's second term. The first commercially mined load was shipped down the Susquehanna River from Plymouth in 1808 during President Jefferson's second term. Anthracite accounts for the ethnic diversity of northeastern Pennsylvania. Many historic communities got their start as coal patch towns. Working the mines was grueling and dangerous work. The miners, with determination and courage, were supporting their families, but they were also helping turn an ag-based economy and an ag-based nation into an industrial giant and a world power. Anthracite helped form a sophisticated canal system which was used to transport coal from the Lehigh, the Schuylkill, the Delaware and Hudson to urban markets in Philadelphia and New York City. Anthracite fueled the rise of the railroad and brought the first locomotive system to America, the Sturbridge Lion, which is located in Honesdale. It was responsible for economic transformation known as the Industrial Revolution. The strife of our coal fields helped to shape our modern labor law. One led to a law in 1885 that said children under 12 could not work in the mines, hearkening back to the breaker boys who picked coal for hours and hours on the day. A series of violent and tragic events gave us the subject of endless debate known as the Molly Maguires. Anthracite contributed to the military prowess that enabled America to lead Allied victories in World War I and World War II. So today, mining continues to provide jobs and contribute substantially to our economy. Anthracite coal is still an important energy source for domestic stoves and stokers. The idea for this resolution honoring anthracite was brought forth by Robert Alper, an 83-year-old Korean War veteran who lives in Kingston. He has been pushing for an acknowledgement and a recognition for years because, as he's often told me, he's coal cracker proud. So the third Saturday in July is designated as Anthracite Heritage Day, a proper tribute to a resource that defined Pennsylvania for many generations. So I'm honored to join my colleagues, Senator Dave Argall, Senator John Blake, Senator John Gordner, and Senator John Yedichak in asking for support acknowledging this important resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.